What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But we are joined, as I said, our first guest. He's being challenged this primary season. He is a New York State Assemblyman. He is David DiPietro. David, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
David, before we get to the challenge that's been brought on, you had a meeting yesterday. What are some of the topics you covered yesterday at your meeting?
Yesterday out in Evans, our town hall meeting, which I have had about 10 this year, that was basically, it's the energy, the wind and solar energy that's when the state passed the RAPID Act last month, which now gives the state and these huge energy multinationals the ability to eminent domain property and to usurp any town or county law. They do not have to listen to the counties or towns. So the town says no solar in our town, doesn't matter. They go right over it, and they disregard the will of the people. And this is all because New York City has rolling blackouts, as we know, and they need energy down in the city, and they're coming up to Western New York and Central New York because the land is cheap, and they're trying to literally rape our villages and towns to get the energy. So that's been the focus of most of my town halls.
All right, David, let me ask you, because I have to say, I don't like to put my opinion in on this show, but I was surprised when I heard that you were getting challenged in the primary. I mean, you're pretty popular in your district, and you're pretty popular with Republicans. What was your reaction when you found out you were being challenged this primary season?
I've been through these battles many times, so I've always said, you know, as much as you don't like being primaried, the fact is everyone has a right to get on the ballot. Everyone has a right to run for office, and I just look at it that way. And we just focused on what we do, and that's going out, talking to everybody, being in the district. The record's strong, one of the strongest in the state, number one conservative in New York State, have been for years, and ranked nationally also. And I just try to run on my record, and I understand how these things work.
Speaking of your time in the assembly, what would you say has been the what's the number one thing you like to point to as an accomplishment, and what's the one thing that you really wish you'll be able to get done?
Probably my number one accomplishment is staying true to my values by far. As the number one conservative, I don't get that popularity. I get that because of my voting record and my standing on the Constitution, family values. That comes from other agencies that rank all those things. They've consistently had me number one in the country, and I stand on that. And it's because I stand up and fight for those values. A lot of people don't like that. They want you to sit down and be a good person. I don't. I stand up and fight. I'm not going to capitulate. As Ronald Reagan said, the art of winning over a debate is making the other person come to your side, not you going to their side. And that's one big difference between me and my opponent. He comes right out, he's had it in the paper, and tells everyone he can work with Democrats. And it's not the same as it was years ago. The Democrats today are run out of New York City. These aren't the Buffalo Democrats we talk about. This is New York City. These are far leftists. And there is not a lot of working with them unless you come over to their side, because they have super majority. So that's what I'm proud of.
David, I want to ask you about the budget. Now, I know this is a few weeks gone now, but, you know, the New York State budget, again, late to be approved. But what are some of your concerns with the New York State budget that got passed, $237 billion budget that was passed in Albany?
The biggest concern is that since we now have one-party rule, that the left, I'm not saying regular Democrats, but the left has controlled it, and they're running it right down our throats. This is the worst budget. Everybody says it, but this is, in Albany, we've said, the worst budget we've ever seen. When Tom DiNapoli, their own controller, tells them, you've gone off the financial cliff, you need to cut something back, or next year we're bankrupt. When he tells them that, and they still raise the budget $10 billion, it's a huge concern, because people are flying out of here. Over 1 million people in the last 3 years have flown out of New York State. this budget is unsustainable. They know it, but they don't care about it, and that's it's a shame, because up here in at our end of the state, we just feel the effects, okay, of the big foot on top of our head. We feel that all the time, and it's not getting any better. And it's because down New York City that controls us is just remember, they've raised that budget about, I'm just guessing, about $80 billion in the last 6 years since they took supermajority. It's unsustainable.
You know, and it's funny because they all, you know, it's always New York City that's pointing to, well, we have to have this big budget. We have New York City. I was surprised. I did an interview with an Illinois assembly member who, you know, their budget, again, there's a lot of stuff that you could probably cut away from it. And their budget's only in the $50 billion. Like, it just shows the complete, how far away from everyone, except for California, the New York State budget is. And you pointed out, I mean, people are leaving. It's not like we have people flooding into New York State.
You're 100% right, Joe. It's the people.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're flying out of here. I just, at our meeting yesterday, two more families said they were leaving, and it's a shame. It doesn't have to be this way, but it's not the same New York State that even when I was elected 10 years ago, it's not the same state. It's totally changed, and unfortunately for the worse. And until we get some semblance, what it is common sense. We just don't have it down in Albany. You know, when next week, the big debate they want to put up for us is to outlaw single-use plastic bags on cheese, plastic cheese wraps, you know, those single slices. I mean, that tells you that they're so out of touch, okay, with people flying out, jobs being lost, the state going under, okay, and we want to debate single-slice cheeses. It tells you we're just in a disconnect.
Oh, my. Now, that is news to me. I hope that doesn't make me look bad for my getting ready for the show, but getting rid of single-use plastic on cheese, would that mean that companies would have to make separate packaging just for New York State?
Yes, exactly.
Wow, that is...
Yeah, they want to get rid of all single-use packaging. Now, if you go, and they think that those single-wrapped cheese slices are destroying the ozone. The fact is, everything, when you go into a store today, everything basically, everywhere you go, it's plastic. I mean, there's things we can do to eliminate that, but yeah, remember last summer, because of they stopped 120 some ice cream trucks in New York City because they were saying that the stuff that keeps the ice cream cold, the refrigeration, was ruining the atmosphere. So they took 120 some ice cream trucks off the road last summer in the city. I mean, this is just out of control.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, that is. We are going to pass that on to the newsroom. That is something interesting. We got to look into. Assemblyman, there's also in that budget is the illegal migrant issue, whatever you want to call it. That you know, it really is. And you said it. I mean, it's becoming something that we all face. You know, I always say this. People get mad at me when I point it out. But you know, on my way to work, I have to pass the hotel right by the studio where the New York guard is there. You've got security in the parking lots. And in this budget, it's another $2.5 billion going to illegal immigrants. Is this going to get illegal immigrants out of the state? I mean, what's this $2.5 million doing with the illegal immigrants in New York?
The $2.5 billion is to give them, they all get checks. Did you know that? When they come over here, as soon as they get into New York State. Remember, New York State is a sanctuary state. And people around the state, the counties are opting in or out. And unfortunately, Erie County, if you remember, said, we will take these immigrants. And so they're shipping them all over. Next year, Joe, It's 10 to 12 billion they're targeting. And now when we put in a bill just 2 weeks ago to give veterans, I think it was 10 million, okay? 10 million, not 10 billion. The Democrats voted down and said, no, we're not going to give anything to our veterans. This is a travesty that we're giving all sorts of benefits and helping these people and putting them in five-star hotels. And our veterans, we have homeless veterans and veterans who don't have enough to eat and on the streets. I just last 3 months ago did the Zeldin Cares, where I gave out over in Western New York. I was the point person for our veterans and gave out over 1,000 pieces of new clothing to our homeless vets and our needy vets for their families and their kids. It's an issue, and they won't address it. That's the shame. They won't address this.
Yeah, it's becoming an issue. I mean, every state, and this is on the national picture, but every state's become a border state, and I think we're seeing it very clearly here in New York State. Even though, yes, we are a border state, but we're seeing the failures of the southern border in our own backyard. David, before I let you go, I also want to ask you, you know, we're 4 years removed from COVID and the shutdowns here in New York State. Do you still see effects when it comes to small business, when it comes to business owners, the effects of the lockdowns of COVID?
Not as much. Yes, a little bit, but I can say that What it was the policies, especially in Erie County around the state, the policies crushed our small businesses while the big boxes were allowed to stay open, and no problems with that, if you remember. And but the sad part is that these businesses are out, a lot of them have left, and trying to get back to normal. And but here's the problem is the state had all that money to give out to these small businesses and instead sucked about 90% of it into the general fund to go to New York City and didn't give it to the businesses, and it was a travesty. And then on top of that, Joe, if you remember, they implemented another tax during COVID on these businesses, which just, it was like a double whammy. It was, again, no common sense, nothing to help businesses. I was a small business chair for my first 10 years. We only had one business, we only had one committee meeting a year. Did you know that? And that was to do a study. Never anything to help small businesses. It was a travesty.
Wow. Wow. Another thing that you're big on, Assemblyman, is the Second Amendment. And, you know, these are things that go in and out of the news. But what's the latest legislation proposed or anything going on in Albany when it comes to regarding the Second Amendment in New York State?
Yeah, I am the one that's suing Governor Kathy Hochul over these unconstitutional gun laws that were proposed last year. I am, for the Republican conference, I am the leader for the state for our conference for all Second Amendment issues. So when it comes to Second Amendment, it comes to me. I travel the state, talk with different groups. I hold rallies. I hold constitutional meetings. I hold gun meetings, gun halls, I call them, where we can talk about the laws. I've been holding those all over. And right now, the lawsuit that I'm on against the governor is coming to fruition. We're going up to the second court, and we think we've got a good chance this summer or fall that we can finally get this thing knocked off. It's unconstitutional. The attorneys think we're going to win this, and we're just waiting until we can get in front of a judge.
All right, Assemblyman David DiPietro, the primary is June 25th, and as I always do when we're coming up on an election, I ask you anything else that you want to tell the voters before we let you go?
We've been working so hard. Like I say, just since I've been in office, I had over 100 town hall meetings. I'm endorsed by a number, retired law enforcement, police unions, fire departments. I'm always in the district, and I'm just happy to help wherever I can. And I'm just like I say, we're just going and working hard, and God bless everyone. I appreciate the support.
Assemblyman David DiPietro, thank you so much for joining me this Sunday morning.
God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.